Ireland's classic hits, something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to be joined by financial planner Carol Brick from HerMoney.ie. Carol, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. It's a pleasure to be on with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing grand. We need to start thinking about the future, though, don't we? I know that you specialise in this, and I suppose we all think about, yeah, we're all working now. Retirement seems a good way off. Well, it certainly does, because the retirement age is getting older and older, and by the time we retire, it'll probably be 68 or more instead of 65. And it's about planning for that future and having enough in the pot, isn't it, going forward to last. A scary thought that a lot of people don't actually consider while they're still working.
I know, absolutely, Trina. I guess, as you said, saving for retirement is absolutely essential now more so than ever. I guess, you know, we're living longer, we're becoming more active in retirement. So it's more important to think of where will your income actually come from in retirement. I mean, the state pension is at the basic level, just over 200, well, not even 250 euro per week. So, you know, you need to decide now as soon as you can, is this enough for you to live on? You know, when you have all that time to kind of take up all those post-retirement activities that you planned on and you want to live, you know, a comfortable lifestyle. So if you don't think this will be enough, you need to decide now on where the additional income will come from and address that as soon as possible. But the good news, Trina, is there's extremely generous tax relief still available from the government on that. So the government is willing to certainly give you a leg up on that end. So once you start to plan, there's huge advantages available from the tax man.
Okay, so you're talking about a pension, are you?
I am indeed. I'm talking about a pension. I guess what type of a pension is available to you depends obviously on your status of employment, whether you're a director or an employee or a sole trader. And obviously, engaging with a professional financial advisor is key here because they'll gather all the essential facts from you before they go down the route of actually recommending a solution for you. So all these circumstances and your age, your earnings, etc., will all, I suppose, be considered in the advice.
So at what age, though, Carol, should you really have gotten started on your pension by?
Well, the earlier the better. And look, I know now you've probably heard this 1,000 times before, but I hate to say it, the earlier the better. You know, as soon as you get that first job, if you become a full-time employee straight out of college, most employers are willing to, you know, include you in the staff pension fund after that initial probationary period. So that would mean that they'd be willing to put in 5% if you match it. Now, in fairness, 5% of your salary when you're getting back the tax relief at source is, now I know that, you know, young people are going, Ash, for God's sake, I won't be retiring for 40 years. Mm-hmm. But when you consider the tax relief on it, it's an absolute no-brainer to start in your first job.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And even doing that 5% and you get back your marginal rate of tax and relief at source through payroll. So that's either 20% or 40%. So we would say the earlier the better. However, you know, if you don't start, you know, whatever you were saving for the deposit for the house, now that can still be done side by side. But if you had other commitments and you're, you know, you've let it go and you haven't started till 30 or 35, of course it's not too late to start.
Right.
You know, God, we've clients that come into us at 50 and we're trying to put together plans that they can achieve over 15 years. And you know what? It's possible because I suppose as you get older, especially in your 50s plus, your financial commitments decrease because I suppose your dependents could be, I suppose, more or less self-dependent at that point,
yeah,
out of
college.
Yeah, so it's possible to put in more. And the more you put in, the more you accumulate and the more tax you get back. So don't let it be a daunting task by any means.
I do have a colleague, Carol, and she makes it her business to go around all the young people who start working in the radio station. And the first thing she says to them, and she doesn't work in accounts or anything. And the first thing she says, do you have a pension? You need to get a pension. You know?
My God, my God. I am absolutely delighted to hear that because you know what? Every workplace should have somebody like that, a pension ambassador, because we do come across a lot of young people and they say, number one, you know, I wasn't really told a lot about it. And number two, I didn't realize the importance of it. So, you know, a fellow colleague or someone like that in the office to say, oh, did you start the pension this month? Well, if not, you should really. Mm. And when they see the fund accumulate, then they log online and they're like, oh, well, there it is, it's getting bigger. It only cost me, you know, less than half. If they're paying the higher rate of tax, it would only have cost me 60%, you know. And obviously, the earlier you invest in the pension as well, the more chance you have of gaining good returns in the long term. you know. Yeah, so you'll ride the highs and the lows of the market to come out over, you know, a 20, 30 year period with excellent returns. So you have a double return there. Number one, tax relief. Number two, market growth. So, you know, anyone who hasn't considered it before should, if they're an employee, contact your employer, contact somebody in payroll, ask who looks after my pension and can I talk to them about starting. And the other thing is, if your employer is willing to do 5% on your behalf and you're not taking it up, you're also missing out on that part of your remuneration package, you know, Trina?
Of course, of course. And there's a lot of people, I guess, Carol, who will jump around from job to job. Is it still possible for them to get a pension, or do you have to kind of stay in the same job for a number of years?
Well, after your 6 months, every company has a different probationary period. But I suppose the usual we come across is after 6 months and successfully completing your probationary period, you'd be entitled to join the staff scheme. And we would obviously, as I said previously, advise anyone to start this. You're taking that 5% the employer starting is offering you. And look, if you stay there, you know, just for 2 years or 3 years, there's a number of options available to you at the end. I suppose there's some that are tax efficient options where, you know, you just transfer the balance over to your new pension if you go on another full-time job. And there's some kind of benefits that sometimes appeal to people, but might not be the best idea tax-wise. So that would be forsaking the employer contributions and withdrawing your own minus 20%. So we, you know, I always say, look, no matter how stuck you are, try not to take that option, because effectively you are losing the employer contributions and losing your own less 20%. So that's one of the options. But there's no problem if you go from job to job. Key is when you start in the new place of employment, again, always engage with the financial advisor looking after the scheme. Don't be afraid. A lot of younger people, especially, Trina, are afraid to ask the questions. Sure, a lot of people, pensions are complicated and they're kind of like saying, oh, that'd be such a stupid question. It's not. Ask the questions. It's your money. You need to make sure where it's invested, what it's going to obviously equate to at the end when you need it most, and what they're charging. Obviously, a very important thing. You know, there's still some providers out there, I hate to say it, that are charging exorbitant fees and are getting away with it, Trina. So ask all the questions. And if you're not happy with you, and keep asking, because that's what advisors are there for. And, you know, always keep your pension under constant review. You know, might be performing well in the funds that you invest in today, but this time next year could be a whole different story. Or you might want to increase your contribution or change your normal retirement age. So reviewing the policy regularly is a very good idea as well.
How much is the minimum that you'd have to put in for a pension? Because I know there are probably couples listening right now who have maybe a very high rent that they're paying, or a high mortgage that could be at the start of their mortgage. They've got childcare fees, all these kind of things. And money is tight enough, but they still want to plan for their future.
I understand. Well, look, we start some PRFAs, people in that situation. Of course, it's all well and good for me to say, start your pension. And as I said, when you have so many other financial commitments, you know, it might be impossible for some people or very difficult. You can put in as little as €50 a month, right? So while you're, I suppose, on a different financial path, it could be to owning your first home. You might have a baby on the way, saving for third level, whatever. If you have something else going on, you could put as little as €50 in, open the policy, just get the ball rolling, right? Yeah. Or like I went back to there, just do the 5% of your salary. When you take the tax relief off it, it's actually not going to be that taxing. It's going to be roughly 3% of your gross salary, right? So we would say start at the minimum level, which will be about €50 a month, or the 5%. Try your best to do that. And again, when your circumstances change and your financial, I suppose, commitments might decrease and you have more money to spare, you can always revisit it every year. Or even if you started it and you started with 2 or 3 months on the €50 and you decide after that to increase it, there's no problem. You can actually contact your financial advisor or payroll department anytime and increase it, or, you know, God, decrease it as well for that matter. Yeah. But we would say to, you know, try and do the minimum anyway. And again, you're paying enough of tax. We all know that. Look at that pay slip every 2 weeks or every month or whatever. Try and get some of that back if you can. And it's there waiting for you.
And does every employer, Carol, have to offer this kind of pension help?
They are obliged to offer an employee access to a pension. Okay, so under the Pension Authority or the Pension Board rules, every employer needs to offer an employee, as I said, inclusion to a pension or a PRSA scheme, but they're not obliged to pay the contribution, the employer contribution for them. And look, you know, this tough times the last year, 18 months due to the pandemic, a lot of employers are not offering their share of the contribution, which is understandable. You know, we're all under pressure, but most large companies would have an employment scheme as part of their, I suppose, the package, and a 5% at least contribution on their behalf. Now, that's 5% of the gross salary of the employee. They'd offer at least that. We see some of the bigger companies, the bigger names, you know, to get the right personnel, and it could be as much as 10%. But again, you know, you'd need to, well, you need to match it with 5%. You'd need to match it with an employee contribution. So they are obliged to offer you inclusion to a pension scheme, but they're not obliged to pay the contribution for you. But look, most big companies do.
And then what happens then when it comes to the age where you are retired? I mean, first of all, can you retire early if you feel like you have enough in the pot? And then what happens? Do you get it like in a lump sum, or is it a weekly payment, or how is it done?
Okay, well, it depends on the type of pension that you had, right? Or that you have. So, you know, firstly, a company director, for example, in an executive scheme can retire anytime from age 50 onwards. Okay. All other schemes would be either 60 or 65, right? But if you ceased employment with an employer back along and you transferred the proceeds of your pension to a type of policy called a personal retirement bond, and you'd see a lot of big corporate schemes winding up, okay? And you would get your leaving options. And one of them would be to transfer the capital to a PRB. If you're in that type of a policy, it doesn't matter what your employment status is, you're entitled to draw that down from age 50 as well. So if you're lucky enough, or, you know, I know it's not ideal to be drawing down from 50 because the normal retirement age is 65. And as you said at the very start of this conversation, the state pension might not be payable to you until 68, in which case, you know, you're talking there, if you draw down at 50, of 18 years of retirement income before you even get to the state pension. So you need to have enough in the pot. As you said, it needs to be big enough, but you can draw it down from 50 if it's a PRB or if it's an executive scheme. And the way it works is that you'd be entitled to 25% of the pot tax-free, up to a maximum of 200K. And then the remainder of it is invested in a post-retirement arrangement, and that's either an annuity. To be honest, I suppose annuities are not really a popular option. That's like purchasing a pension for life because the rates aren't great. But the most popular option we have available is an ARS, an approved retirement fund. So 75% that's left is invested in that. And obviously, again, it depends on your circumstances and what other income you have coming in at that point. But it would be invested, like the broad advice with that is that it would be invested in a post-retirement policy called an ARS, okay? Mm-hmm. And the withdrawals from that are taxable. So again, we would provide key advice on retirement, and we'd obviously arrange proper tax advice so that ideally you don't want to pay the higher rate of tax again in retirement, because you know what, we've been paying it long enough.
Oh, haven't we just?
Working.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Ideally want to pay no tax or just that 20% tax. And with careful planning and proper tax advice, you can achieve that, hopefully. So again, you know, everyone is different that comes in our door. We sit down with everyone and we have, you know, we have all the various financial personnel available. Again, it's very important to get proper tax advice at point of retirement to ensure that, I suppose, number one, your tax credits are right and that everything is set up properly on that end with the tax office, but also that you're not paying the higher rate of tax again. Yeah. Unless now you have the pension pot of 5 or 10 million, Trina, and I'm sorry, there's no getting out of the old tax if the pot is that big. But, you know, I don't come across too many clients like that these days. So
oh, God, you've seen my bank statements, obviously, have you? My 6 million is just sitting there.
It wasn't me.
Waiting to be spent. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be great just to know you had something there? So there you have it. How much you need to have in the pot when you retire. You need to get planning now. And as Carol says, never too late. How can we contact you, Carol, to get more info?
You can contact me at info@hermoney.ie.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.